What's going on, everyone, and welcome back to Double M Live. Yes, we're back in the studio. We're back in this nice studio by Warm, representing, man, season four, Double M Live, season four, brought to you by Bet Online AG. Mike Nice, what's the word, bro?
Hey, man, it's good to be back here in Warm Studios, you know, sponsored by Bet Online AG. We're here, Double M, you know what it is, season four, like my bro Marv just said. We right back at it. Man, we had the season four launch party.
100 episode.
That 100 episode that got the season four started. And, you know, we had to get a couple things in order and line some things. But like you saw in the promo video I had with our EP, Cool Sam, we here collaborating with Warm. It's going to be a hell of a season, a hell of a summer, and a lot of great things to come.
Yeah, it's nice, man. I like the space. You know, we'll go sooner or later, you're going to see the backdrop. You have a little, some things nice in the background.
We're real Double M
cozy. They can't see it, but we see ourselves. Ooh. We see ourselves. It's a little distracting. So I got to make sure I'm always on point when I come here now because, you know, we're getting to see ourselves as we talk. And I'm, you know, they always teach you to look in the camera. I'm here looking up, looking like a dummy.
I tell you, don't do it.
Looking like a damn dummy. But yo, Mike Nice, man. It feels good to be back. Feels good to be doing another episode with you, brother. This past weekend, as we are recording, it is July 5th, Tuesday afternoon. And as you know, first and foremost, shout out to all my K-Verdians. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my guy, the
Independence Day.
I love me some K-Verdi.
Get you some grogu.
Some ponchi. Come on, man. I love me some K-Verdi. So, shout out to my CVs all out there celebrating their Independence Day for sure. But the day before that was the country of United States of America, their Independence Day, July 4th. And you know the whole festivities that comes with that. Mike Nice, what has Independence Day meant to you in the past and means to you now when we think of Independence Day?
Oh, man, this conversation can get real deep. Because growing up, going through my school system and whatnot, you know, I was taught 4th of July, Independence Day, you know, celebrate your freedom, your independence, celebrate your freedom, independence, you know, beginning the school day, stand up. Pledge allegiance to the flag, you know, that's what I was taught literally from kindergarten all the way up to high school, pretty much. But it wasn't until, you know, I left high school and kind of really ventured out. Because, like I said, I was in the same school system from K-1 all the way up to senior year of high school. And that's what was, you know, hammered into my head in terms of, you know, 4th of July and independence and whatnot. As I've gotten older, I have my own life experiences, have done my own research and different things, and just able to grow and expand my knowledge. Independence Day in the United States has taken on, when I view Independence Day, I view it as, there's been a lot of people who maybe have friends, family members over the years who fought in different wars to fight for this country's independence. And for those people who sacrificed their lives, given their lives to fight for, you know, the freedoms and opportunities we have in this country, I'm 100% grateful, thankful for anybody who's been a part of that. Now, when we talk about where Independence Day came from back in 1776, whenever it was. Now, that aspect of Independence Day, that's where I'm like, yeah, cool, I'm all set. And I say that because when the United States got their independence on that day, 17, whatever, high fives, congratulations, drinking some beers, whatnot, yeah, cool. But if you look like me, it was get back to work. So I don't know how I can really sit and, you know, go back to that date where independence, the United States got their independence from Britain. It's not that I'm looking to celebrate, more so looking to celebrate the people who over the years, whether it be World War II, World War I, Vietnam War, like all these different wars and things that have taken place over the years, you sacrificed your lives and given your lives to fight for this country's independence. You know, cheers to that. say a prayer to those people who lost family, friends, loved ones. That's what Independence Day is to me at this point in my life, for sure.
Word. You know, you talk about when you're younger, you have a different view of Independence Day. You bring up your school system. What do you mean by that? The school system that I grew up in.
So I was, for the people who are familiar, I was in the Metco public school system, where basically they take students or children from the inner cities and bring them out to schools in the suburbs, where you have greater opportunities than you would in schools in the inner city. And being a part of that, I was one of few Black kids at a predominantly white school, where everything that they were teaching, everything that, you know, my fellow classmates knew from their upbringing, what the teachers were bringing to the table, that's all that I just had to input in my life. You know, my parents, who, you know, they came to this country much later, so they didn't necessarily go through some of the things and had to deal with some of the things that people who look like me have dealt with over the years. I'm not saying that they didn't have any of the knowledge of what was happening throughout the years, but, you know, I'm in school all day, every day, so most of my knowledge and information is coming from what I'm getting in the classrooms. And it was completely different to when I was able to, again, venture out on my own and start gaining my own knowledge, having different conversations. So my school system definitely closed me off to the greater knowledge I could have gained. Like, for example, I couldn't tell you what Juneteenth was coming out of middle school, elementary school. I had no idea what Juneteenth was. There was nothing ever discussed in any of my classrooms, my history classes, don't matter what. It was never a conversation until I left that school system and was able to gain my own knowledge and understanding and have the conversations of, okay, this is how important this date is, this is what it means. I wasn't getting that back when I was in school. So that's what I mean about, you know, my upbringing, the school system I was in, and what I was able to learn at the time.
Well, I think I'm very similar to you, as you know, same type of schooling. And when you hear about July 4th, man, it's the best thing ever. I remember middle school, high school, especially
red, white, and blue school.
Bro, you remember high school, early high school, where you're finally able to go out and be with your friends during that weekend. Mm-hmm. Yo, where are we going to watch the fireworks? Where are we going? You're going to wear your red, white, and blue. You're going to wear something American flag-like. It's Independence Day. You're not really thinking about anything such of what it means or where it came from. This is, I bet, Independence Day. Day, y'all go hang out. You know what I'm saying? Someone's going to be on the grill. It's lit.
Exactly.
It's lit. Then you start getting older. You start really understanding, what the hell's going on in this country? You fast forward to me now, man, you'll never, ever in your life see me wear anything that has an American flag on it. You'll never in your life see me wear anything with the American flag on it at all. The American flag's the same damn near thing as the Confederate flag to me. Always will be. So you'll never see me even touch close to that. But that's just education, right? Just learning about the history and learning about, oh shit, okay, they signed the Declaration of Independence. And like you just said, the slaves were still slaving, exactly. Bro, for another 100 years.
Exactly.
Slaves still slave for another 100 years. So what are you talking about? Declaration of Independence, I'm not trying to hear that. And then this year specifically, it was wild to me just seeing how many people were telling me happy 4th, or, you know, what are you doing to celebrate Independence Day? And I personally can't celebrate Independence Day. I cannot celebrate July 4th from this country for various of reasons. And just looking at what's transpired this past year that we're going to get to here on Double M, it's just crazy to believe that, you know, we can ignore that and, you know, wave the flag and be proud of what's happening right now. We talk about independence. Let's not even talk about us right now. Talk about independence. We just saw what's happening to women around this country right now. Roe versus Wade. Like, we saw how that got reversed. We're seeing what's happening to women who don't have the right to have their independence and make their own choices. But we're celebrating Independence Day. How the hell does that even, how does that make sense? And why is that being used? That's power. Independence Day and the flag and all the government, all that reminds me of is power, not independence.
True, true. People control. In power. People in power and not really the people who, you know, are trying to fight for independence day in and day out. You bring up a lot of valid points in terms of, you know, not really, not celebrating Independence Day. Things like Independence Day, the Pledge of Allegiance, the National Anthem, those are things where, you know, again, as I've gotten older and have been able to gain my own knowledge and understanding, I've understood that those things, when they, especially when they were created, they weren't intended for me at all. Now, fast forward to today, like, obviously things are different from all those years ago, but when those words are being written, like Marv just said, the slaves were still slaving. And the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, when all those things were being written, were being created, if you looked like me, if you looked like us, it wasn't for you. And that's just the bottom line. But
you know what's crazy? You bring up just like the Pledge of Allegiance and the Declaration of Independence. Why has something in the 1700s has not been reworked?
It don't make no, yo, I've had
everything
this conversation
in
so
life,
many times.
Everything in life gets changed from 20, our mindset and everything that we do changes throughout the years. TV, technology, ideologies, schools, everything moves on with the times. Yeah, because four white men signed this paper.
It gotta be set in stone for eternity.
It's gotta be set in stone and we can't touch it. We can't touch the amendments. We can't touch none of it. Why the hell does that not get changed? But everything else around us evolves. But this declaration that happened in the 1700s, nothing in the 1700s stands today.
People,
nothing.
People's teeth made out of wood.
Damn, bro. But yet, this is what is being transpired.
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
Now, I've had that conversation many a times when I'm telling people, look, don't ever ask me to say no Pledge of Allegiance again. Don't ever ask me.
First of all, the song's chips.
To sing the national anthem.
Song's chips, bro.
But like, when those words are written, I be watching games. I've been to games. You watch on TV. Different people come in. I mean, again, as I've gotten older, my mind expanded, and I'm listening to these words. I remember the day it hit me like, yo, this song was written, and if you looked like me, it wasn't for me. And we still singing it today.
Let everyone read the second verse of the Pledge of the National Anthem.
We can't. I know that it was written and set in stone. Well, it was written to found the country all the years ago. But times have changed, and this country has worked, and I'll put quotation around that, has worked to try to be more inclusive, you know, give opportunities to everybody. This country has worked to do that. But we still sing in this song where if you moved a certain way, you lived a certain way, if you looked a certain way, it was not intended for you. So, I mean, all that is wrapped around the whole idea of the foundation of this country, you know, Independence Day. And national anthem and a pledge of allegiance, all that coming together, it's all wrapped around the same thing. And you made just a valid point right there. Those things, there's no reason why, if you fast forward to today in this society that we live in where everything is supposed to be equal, we can't sing and pledge or do something different compared to what it was all the way back then.
Word. I want to stick to the school. And this is something I remember, it smacked me in the middle of the night one time. So, you know, when you're in school, this principal is this vice, there's a vice principal. My high school, BHS, Braintree High, had houses. Like, so they had three different divisions. Did your school have something like that?
Kind of. They just called them different colors or something.
Was there someone who oversaw that, like a principal or something?
Yeah, it was like the Blue House lead director, something like that. Yeah.
We had ours, right? So I said we had different houses, house one, house two, house three. Mm-hmm. The, you know what the leader was called? Housemaster. And yo, I went to 4 years in high school calling these people house masters, bro. That's not crazy. Thinking twice. That's yo, crazy. And it was just recently I was in bed thinking about my little brother because he, I think he got in trouble or something like that. And I was like, damn, he's got to go talk to the housemaster. What the fuck? What? Like, it blew my mind. You guys went to, where did you guys go to, Brockton? What did they call it?
House masters.
And that's not just by coincidence. Like, hey, let's give a name to these people. It's something that's followed along over history and over
go
time.
Go ahead, yeah. Prison. So if you guys didn't hear that, Mike from Warm says that Brockton High was designed by the same person who did the prison. Same as Braintree High, by the way. Wow. Braintree, if you look at Braintree, we always used to joke, this look like a prison. Jeez. But you start to understand once you get older what that really means. But yeah, these are just things when you're a kid, when you're young, you're naive, you're just out here not understanding. Shout out to this, the generation under us. These are the students that we're both educators. These are the students that we're teaching now. They're far more wiser beyond. They understand these things way beyond than we ever did. Yeah. And also, I love that. I love that for them. But it's crazy how these things evolve going further. So sticking to Independence Day, Mike, mm-hmm. Just yesterday, you know, I'm always grateful for the day off.
Oh yeah.
Listen, let's not get it twisted. I might not wear nothing red, white, and blue. You gonna give me a day off, I'm gonna take it, brother. So you know, yesterday we were all together, we was at our one of our brothers' house, Conflict, a friend of the show, just eating, enjoying ourselves, and you know, we get the message that there's a shooting, another shooting, that happened in Illinois. On Independence Day, I was speaking to my one of my supervisors today, and he was saying how he brought his daughters to a parade, but he had to think twice about it, about bringing his daughter to a parade, before even hearing about the news. He had to think twice about, you know, bringing them places. And that's where we're at in right now. First of all, I believe it's 6 people who lost their lives in Illinois. Rest in peace, our thoughts and our prayers go out to them. It's crazy. Now, there's a deeper conversation we're going to get into about this, but I just hear where we are right now, the state of the world, where you think about going to the beach or you think about any type of gatherings, you're not sure what the hell's about to happen.
Yeah, like this conversation, similar to the last one we just had, can get very deep. Just with the idea that we live in a world, and more specifically, we live in a country where the simplest type of outings, simplest type of regular daily task, or the simplest type of things you want to do to enjoy for entertainment, we are getting to a place now where you have to start thinking twice about being in certain places. And it's really sad to think about. Shout out to all the people who are at the Highland Park Parade in Illinois, which I think was to celebrate Independence Day. It was July 4th. But people at a parade just celebrating the Day of Independence. And you got somebody who wants to get on top of a building and start shooting people from above. A parade. And we're not even just talking about parades. Movie theaters, grocery stores, churches. I believe there was a shooting that took place at a concert or festival. Parades. I'm talking about the simplest things. I want to go to a movie theater. I got to think twice. And I can't lie to you. I've been to the movie theater a few times. And the littlest movements, now I'm like, yeah, nah. What's going on here? Like, and that's how we live now.
Scary, bro.
That's very scary that we live in a country, a world country, however you want to look at it, where you're in fear of your life and your safety because you don't know what the hell is about to pop off. Like I said, churches, a movie theater, a grocery store, you're just trying to get food to feed your family. Parade, you just want to go, you know, march down the street and people waving flags and singing salt. Like, and now you got to be worrying about your life and your safety. We've reached a time in our lives, in this world, I don't even know how to describe it. We've reached a time where, like, things are out of control. Things are certainly out of control, and especially looking at this country we live in.
This should have been prevented.
A long time ago.
That's the issue.
A long time ago.
It should have never got to this. We're allowing this to continue to happen over and over again, because it goes back to the theme, power, having control. We'd rather stop women from having abortions than stop restricting people to having guns, rifles, where at any time you can get got. The recent mayor of Illinois came out and said, this is a one-off. Pretty much came out and said, this is a one-off. That, you know, the people shouldn't be scared.
Like, dumbass. I'm sorry, whoever that person is.
Like, this is what's going. People shouldn't be scared, or there shouldn't be some type of hysteria. This is happening every day, bro. I can remember being, what was it, 20-something years ago, Columbine happened?
Columbine, and that shook up the world.
I remember that happening, and I'm a kid, like, whoa, what? People are doing what? And now I'm getting the news like that once a week, bro.
Yeah, it's starting to become a weekly.
You can't even grieve. Like, the shooting that happened in Texas with the kids that just happened a month or two ago. Uvalde, Texas. I forget the town. Starts with a U. I'm mispronouncing. Got in, pistol. Started blazing, killing kids, bro. Killing kids. How do you live in a country where something like that happens and nothing gets done about it? I just don't understand in what society something like that can happen, where you can just go into a school, shoot up kids, and then a month or two later, you have something like that just happen on July 4th.
Yeah. Goes back to the word you said, power, in terms of, we live in a country where there's a lot of people in power. There's a lot of people that hold office that have the opportunity, the power to change things, to make things happen. And they don't change a damn thing. All these shooters we've seen, I think I've tweeted this out over and over. All these shooters we've seen, people in power, you know, politicians, whatever the case is, they come out and do the same thing. Sorry to hear for the losses, you know, prayers for the family.
Photo ops.
You know, prayers for the family, our condolences. They're saying all the same things every time. And now again, like we're sitting here saying, these shootings are happening every other week. These mass shootings are every 2 weeks, every month. It's getting to that point now. It's getting to the point now where it literally feels like every 2 weeks, every month, there is a mass shooting taking place. And granted, I'm not up to date on every single piece of news that comes out, every piece of law that's passed, but I'm pretty sure if there was changes made to gun laws in this country, everybody would know about it. But nothing has changed, or at least not to my knowledge.
It won't change.
There's been no change. I saw a tweet earlier from, I believe it was Jamil Hill, and she was saying in Japan, if you want to own a gun, you must undergo mental health evaluation, which takes place at a hospital. Then you have to pass a background check in which the government digs into your criminal record and interviews friends and family before you have a chance to buy a gun. In this country, I feel like when you turn 18, you pull up and show ID, you know, passport, license.
18 is generous.
And they'll say, okay, happy 18th birthday. What you want? Semi-automatic? Uzi? Right? Like, what you want? Happy birthday. Here you go. The fact that guns are so accessible in this country is nuts to me.
There was a social, what do you call those things? There was a social video that was going. I'm blanking on the word. I'm so upset right now. Where there was social experiment, where there was a 13-year-old. He went to like a Walgreens, asked if he could buy a cigarette. The lady's like, you can't buy a cigarette. You're too old. You have ID? Kid said, no. Couldn't go get the cigarette. So he went. Into a porno shop. Went to see if he could buy some porno magazine. He's like, you're too young, kid. There's no way you could get a porno. Boom. He leaves. He walks out. He goes into the liquor store. Tries to buy a bottle of liquor. But dude's like, yo, ID? No? Rejected. Got rejected in these three spots. Porno shot. Can try to get cigarettes. Trying to get liquor. Goes into a mom and pop shop selling guns. Asked to get a rifle. Light work.
You're lying to me.
Light work.
What they ask him?
What size? What you mean what they ask him? What size? How many bullets?
That's not funny. I don't mean to laugh.
I'm gonna find a video and post it on Double M. Light work. The kid was 13. And they did this social experience just to show people like how, like you said, how accessible it is to just get guns.
And that's what it is in this country. And that's, you know, it's a major problem. Obviously, people have guns, and unfortunately, they're going to act in whatever time. But the fact that people can just get them just like that is a problem. And, you know, Steve Kerr, I remember when the shooting in Texas happened. Steve Kerr, before a Warriors game, went off on the politicians. And how these politicians sit in power and don't make a change because they know that they'll lose power. And the big, you know, gun companies and the NRA and whatnot, they'll lose their support if they make a change. And it's just crazy that people who are sitting in power value power more than the lives that continuously are lost to these guns that are so accessible. Like, innocent lives are being taken every month, but nobody will say, hey, we need to make it harder for people to just get guns in this country. And it sounds so stupid to say out loud,
yeah,
but it's the reality of the situation that no matter how many shootings keep happening, no matter how many lives are lost, no matter if they're children, the elderly, it don't matter. From 2020, 2021, 20, there's no law. Again, I could be wrong. And if you're watching this and you want to message me, if I'm wrong, let me. To my knowledge, I don't feel like there's been any law that's changed, any bill that's been passed about having more control of who can obtain guns in this country.
Look, the reason you ever heard of it, you haven't seen anything, because it hasn't been done. What's frustrating about it is, you talk to the public, I'll talk to anybody in this room right now, it's an obvious thing. It's obvious. It's obvious to the public, but yet we go back to power, control, and this is the country that we live in. I want to get to the shooter now. Because there's a string of things that's been happening this past week that kept me up late last night. So we all had that gathering. Mm-hmm. I knocked. I got home at 8:30, passed out. Woke up around midnight through the fireworks. And, you know, I said, all right, let me read up on what happened with the parade. And there's so much. There's a lot of news that's been happening this past week or two. That was like, I'm already up. I've been ignoring it. Let me just catch up on things that's been happening. And it's really crazy. So the shooter, the killer of the parade on July on Independence Day, his name is Robert Cremo, 21 years old. He was on a rooftop and he was pretty much spraying at people, sniping people. Got arrested, obviously arrested. No harm done to him. Got arrested. He's going to jail. Remember that. A week prior, there's a man by the name of Lance Storms, ambushed three police officers. I don't know if anyone's heard this story. My boy Weez, shout out to Weez, sent me this on IG. And ambushed three police officers. There was a call for domestic violence. The police came and he killed them. Boom, boom, boom. Shot them all down. Killed three police officers and a dog.
And a police dog.
And the police dog. Armed police dog. He got arrested, obviously. He's going to jail. Has set for $10 million bond. Remember that story as well. Just a couple of days ago, young man, black male, named Jalen Walker, got pulled over. Jalen Walker got pulled, 25 years old, got pulled over for broken taillights. When he got pulled over, he ran off. Jalen Walker was unarmed. The chase was for 3 minutes. Jalen Walker got lit up from head to toe. And what do I mean by lit up? 60 to 80 rounds in his whole body. From head to toe. 60 to 80 rounds to an unarmed black man. And after they lit him up, shot him from head to toe, they handcuff him. Jalen Walker doesn't have his day in court. Jalen Walker can't call his family. Jalen Walker doesn't have bond, doesn't get to talk to a lawyer. He was unarmed. I just told you about, we just talked about what happened in the parade. Robert Cremo has his chance in court. Robert Cremo gets to talk to his family. I just told you about a man who killed three police officers and he's fine. He gets his day in court. He gets bond. Jalen Walker, 25-year-old black male, ran away from the police unarmed. Got 80 rounds on him. He was unrecognizable to his family. And you want me to celebrate Independence Day.
I was just about to say that. And you wonder why.
That is insane.
It goes back to how we started off this show, our thoughts and feelings when it comes to wanting to celebrate Independence Day, wanting to people to want you to stand up and sing the national anthem. When you give a story like that, and I know I look like that young man, you look like that young man. How am I supposed to feel? How are we supposed to feel when you got other people, and you gave us two stories right there of the parade and the other guy who killed three police officers who get their day in court and you know, get handcuffed and get brought out to the police car and put into the back and get driven off. When these guys are killing people. Killers. Killing people, shooting people. Somebody ran into the woods and got 60 to 80 rounds in their body. How are we supposed to feel? How am I supposed to feel? Like,
why couldn't Jalen Walker get his day? What? It's frustrating. It's painful. It's painful to even say a story like that. 60 to 80. This, we've heard stories of police killing black men. Like, this is nothing new to us. But the viciousness, outright openness that they have to just kill us every time, it just says that the story just continues. The story continues over and over again.
And it makes you feel as if, like, this world, this country, like I was saying earlier, it's already crazy. Because, again, you have a country we live in where people would just get guns like it's cereal and milk from the store. And then you got these mass shootings happening. And on top of that, if you're a black man in America, you got a whole different set of fears you gotta live with as soon as you wake up in the morning. It's like left, right, up, down. You're in a sense living fear a little bit every day, because you got crazy people who get guns because, you know, this country don't care about putting their clamps down on guns. And then you got the fact that you're walking down the street, driving down the street, and your skin is just a little bit darker than the next person. And now you got to be in fear of that too.
It's a lot. Follow me where I'm going with this. You've been telling me to watch The Boys, right?
Yes.
The Boys. First episode was...
I know.
First episode was... Listen, I stopped watching. Mike said, no, continue watching. It'll get less gruesome from there. So I've been watching The Boys. For people who've been watching The Boys, there's a superhero who represents the Captain America, the Superman. His name is Homelander. He's their Captain America figure. It's a satire in a way of Marvel and DC comics. Very genius show. Homelander is not a representation of Superman or Captain America. Homelander,
complete opposite,
is the representation of America. When you look at Homelander, that's America. There's episodes when we talk about control and power and pushing things under the rug, we see America the beautiful, America the great. That's what Homelander is, right? He's the amazing superhero, the great white light. We love this guy. You peel down the covers and you start to see the ugliness. And what does he want? He wants control. He wants power. He wants the American people to believe that nothing is going on. There's this villain or this opposer called Soldier Boy who's running through the streets, and he's causing havoc. But Homelander is going and telling the American public, no, there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. Everything's okay. Is that not what's going on right now?
That's the current society we live in. If you live in these United States walls, borders, whatever you want to call them, that's exactly what's taking place. Exactly what you just described that's happening in the show is what's taking place. And I don't know if the writers or creators had that in mind, but
I think they definitely...
They're doing a hell of a job, because, like you said, it's exactly what's going on in this country. And it's nuts. It's nuts that they're depicting it exactly the same way as how it's, you know, playing out in the real world that we live in. And even going back to these situations, you know, you brought up the conversation about how the young black male got killed, and then these other two men who shot up people in a parade, killed police officers. It brings a whole different conversation really quickly about the fact that I would never understand if you know somebody is a mass murderer and it's evidence, video, clear cut that they did X, Y, and Z. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Skip the damn courtroom. Skip it. What do they need to stand in court for and have a trial? Again, this country's uprooted off, you know, foundation is the justice system, man. Everybody needs their day in court. Just like we talked about, things got to change in this country. That's something I got to change. Why I feel as if I heard this recently. The Marathon Bomber. Boston Marathon Bomber back in 2013. I feel as if it's just this year he finally had his day in court. What the hell are we going from 2013 to 2022, and this man who bombed these people and people lost their lives, he is just now having his day in court. Again, I'm not fully entrenched in the judicial system and how it needs to go and outplay, but something's not right with the fact that if you have a known murderer or known killer and all the evidence is clear cut, you want that person to wait 10 years, 11 years, 12 years to have a day in court just to be found guilty? What are we wasting time for? That's another issue I have with some of these things, and it will never make sense to me why in some situations, if it's the dude who did the parade shooting, they know who it was. I bet that other story of the guy who said killed police officers, they know who it was. But he's not going to have court till 2025.
And the reason why, here's the thing, Mike. If they want to go that route, okay, go that route. But go that route with everyone. If that's the route you're going to go, if that's how we want America to run, everyone gets a fair shot, everyone gets a fair chance.
It's really tough.
Then it has to be with everyone. They don't do it with everyone, and that's why it's a problem.
It's tough, man. In these situations, and I get it, there's some situations where, yes, people need that day in court because, you know, there's facts. If I didn't do it, if I got a gun and I shoot somebody and it's on video that I shot somebody, there's no reason why that I need to wait and not have court, be in court till several years later. But it's just tough to think about. Again, I'm not entrenched in the judicial system and whatnot and how it works and how it unfolds, but something about that to me just don't make sense. Like a lot of the things in this country don't make sense, but this is the country we live in.
Once again, man, dope conversation right now here, real conversation here on Double M Live. We are brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find out all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's NBA Finals, the NHL Hockey Conference Finals, MLB scores, and the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code CLNS50 to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back to the conversation that we're having here, Mike Nice, on just what's next, because this is a cycle that's continuing. Like when I was a kid, bro, I wasn't hearing about mass shootings everywhere I go. Being an educator, when you want to take students out on trips now, parents are concerned and they're asking who's going to be there and who's chaperoning and how many adults are going to be around it. So, and all of it is understandable because of what this country has become. And, you know, in a sense, it's limiting opportunities for people. It's causing this hysteria, as it should be, because of what we've displayed, what we've been talking about for the past 30, 40 minutes here. Obviously, I don't have the answers to any of this on how to stop it. But what's sad is our leaders don't either.
They don't necessarily have the answers, but they can make the changes to start to hopefully shake the ground a little bit. Like, I know for a fact gun laws in other countries are much more stricter than they are in the United States of America.
Absolutely.
I just gave you that example of Japan. And I'm sure they're either as strict or even stricter in other places. But it's in the United States where you just pop up in a store, show your ID that you're 18 plus, and you can pick what you want. That shouldn't be the case. Now, again, people who get their hands on guns, you still have sick and twisted people in this world. You have sick and not just the United States. You have sick and twisted people all over the world who got a gun in hand, and because of whatever, something set them off, things can go very badly. But the fact that it's easy for some of those sick and twisted people to get what they want, get their hands on a weapon, those people in power can make the change from there. And that's where the start needs to be. And it's crazy how we here sitting here, we not sitting in office. We not running for office. We not sitting in office. And we can have this conversation here. This conversation can be had, whether it be us sitting here, whether it's, like I said, Steve Kerr, a basketball, head coach of a basketball team in the National Basketball Association. Like, this conversation is happening everywhere. But the leaders of this country refuse to change anything. 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019, I can go down the list off of shootings that have happened over the years. And I'm still waiting to find a place or someone let me know what changes in the laws or bills being passed has happened. Nothing. We just gotta walk in fear because the leaders of this great country refuse to change anything.
So to switch gears a little bit, but stay on the topic how you're talking about switch laws. We spoke about this a little bit, but we didn't really dive deep into it. Roe versus Wade. Obviously, everyone knows by now, as we're recording here on July 5th, over 2-3 weeks ago now, Roe versus Wade was overturned, and now, you know, states can make the decision on whether they can, women have the right to have abortions or not in this country. Going back to just control and going back to power, and, you know, the opposite side will always say that, oh, they're pro-life. They're being pro-life, and they're trying to save lives by this overturn. And let's keep it frank, we all know that's bullshit. If you guys were pro-life, you'd have a gun law by now. You know, you'd be making sure that these kids have a space to go to where they can go to school safe. Yeah, they can go.
My God,
like, if you're really pro-life,
people worried about pro-life. But don't care about kids in school getting slaughtered.
Bro.
That shit makes no sense at all.
So don't, no one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear you're pro-life and you're not doing anything to save these kids' lives when they're out the womb. Let's be frank. What this does is you're putting minorities, people from impoverished communities, in a downhill, who are uneducated or do not have the education resources to be right. 16, 15, 14, 18-year-old girls who an abortion would really help their lives, really change their futures. Now you're setting them back. Why? Because that's their control. You keep that cycle going. You keep that cycle going. Remember, always remember, when you're a kid, you always hear the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. You never really understood why that happens. What that's control. That's what it is. Control. And it's fucking disgusting. Excuse my language. I didn't even mean to cuss like that. Excuse, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And, you know, here on Double M Mike, we always try to speak on these different types of things. But I feel for women. I understand why there's an outrage, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, man, it's not fair. It's not fair that women are essentially just getting this choice snatched away from them. Like, they can't decide what they want to do with their life. They just have to follow the orders of the headmasters. Again, going back to like how we talked earlier, you know, that choice, that decision is snatched away because of somebody else making a decision. And like we've talked about, basically for the majority, there's a lot bigger fish to fry in this damn country than snatching away a woman's choice to proceed with birth or not. It's a lot bigger things in this country to worry about. But again,
how the hell's that on the top of your list?
To snatch away a woman's right to do that. Like you said, that's at the top of your list. But the fact that innocent people are being gunned down weekly, monthly, doesn't matter. All we get is the well wishes and the condolences and the tweets and the statements from these politicians, these companies, but nothing ever changes. But the government is so hell-bent on saying, hey, let's overturn Roe v. Wade. Hell-bent on overturning that. But don't want to shift their focus onto bigger, more important issues. You know, we live in this country, obviously. And you gotta believe that outside of these borders, people probably look at the U.S. in straight disgust.
Of course.
People probably look at this country in straight disgust. Again, I'm not fully in the news and I'm not checking on what's happening in Canada and, you know, London and Australia. Like, I don't fully know what's happening over there. They're probably dealing with their issues as well. But, you know, everywhere got their issues. But
mass shootings don't happen everywhere.
Mass shootings, they happen different places. But the way they frequently happen in this country, I don't. If a mass shooting were to happen in London right now, we'd hear about it. If a mass shooting were to happen in Australia or China, we'd hear about it. This is the world news. CNN, world news. But we're not getting that news because it's not happening there. I'm sure these other countries got their version of CNN or whatever it is in their country. They're hearing about our things monthly, weekly. Like, I'm just here off of Wikipedia. And I know Wikipedia is not a necessarily super reliable source, but you got May 24th, 22 dead in a mass shooting. May 14th, 10 dead in a mass shooting. July 4th, 7 dead in a mass shooting. Like, other smaller, not as major as, I guess, the one with 22 and 10, but, like, even if, again, if you go back 2022, 2021, you can find these same situations and same stories. They're not popping off like that frequently in other places. We would hear about it. But again, government hell-bent on reversing Roe v. Wade instead of trying to do whatever they can to put their clamps down on why these mass shootings continue to take place. How come every time I see these mass shootings and these guys then get arrested, they go to their social media and these dudes holding up guns and pictures and stuff.
The signs are there.
Holding up guns. I got two rifles in my hand. I feel like I heard about, especially the dude that just did the parade shooting. I read something earlier where it was like in 2019, he was telling family and friends he's ready to shoot people up or something like that.
They're there.
And obviously that's a sign that, okay, this person has something going on. But even with something going on, I can go to the store and get a gun whenever I want to do it.
21 years old. 21. These are kids doing these things, man. It's saddening, disheartening. You could use hundreds of words to talk about how this feels. And you know, all we can do as of right now on our part is shed light on it. You know, continue to have these type of conversations where we We try to figure it out together, bro. Like, I don't know. I hate that when I get a notification on a mass shooting, it doesn't affect me as it should affect me. I hate that. I hate that I'm not like, what the hell's going on? It's just another notification of another shooting. It's like, damn, obviously I'm saddened about it, but we're getting it so frequently. We're getting it so frequently. And the response are happening the same. It's like they just copy and paste what they're about to do. They have a file. Oh, another mass shooting. Go. All right, this is how we're going to handle it. Yeah. Who knows, man? What is it going to take? That's the question everyone's asking. What is it going to take for these things to change? We got damn rules from the 1700s, bro. I could just leave it off as that. We got rules that have not changed from the 1700s. Rights to bear arms.
And even right now, reading about reactions to the parade shooting, President Joe Biden stated he was shocked by the senseless gun violence and calls for more gun control measures. I've heard about three.
He's another podcast in himself.
He says that. Who was the president? Trump said that when shootings taking place and during his presidency. Obama said that during his presidency. And I mean, you would think the president can be like, okay, let's change this right now. But that power is not even in that's a whole different conversation. That power is not even in the president of the United States' hands. He can only beg and plead that there's more gun control measures taking place. And beg and plead that the other people in power, because, you know, the president doesn't have all the power, the other people in power, please make changes to these laws. But again, statements coming out, so sorry about the senseless gun violence, and, you know, hope that gun control measures change. But
people were at a parade, bro.
Like I said.
Celebrating their independence.
2022.
Not knowing that they weren't independent.
2019, nothing has changed. But like Marv said, you know, there's not much we can do. You know, again, we're not politicians. We're not sitting in the Senate. You know, we're not there.
Yeah, we like our souls.
we're not sitting there. All we can do is shed light on the situation and tell people, man, do whatever you can to be safe. Stay safe.
Yeah. Stay safe.
It's a wild world we live in. Do whatever you can to be safe. Stay safe. Be mindful of your surroundings. Be mindful of who you're with. And even in saying all of that, you just never know in this crazy-ass world we live in, this crazy-ass country, but you just got to try to be safe.
Stay safe, everyone, you know? Like, obviously, we want everyone to enjoy themselves.
Yeah,
you know, everyone in our generation saying we outside ain't safe right now. But, you know, do the best. Stick to the people that you know. It's crazy. It's crazy out here. But we appreciate everyone listening to Double M Live, brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Make sure you use their code CLNS50. Once again, that's BetOnline.ag, CLNS50. Mike Nice, bro.
Shout out to Warm.
Shout out to Warm.
Holding it down.
For sure. This is Double M Live. That's Mike Nice. I'm DJ Meez. We'll see you guys next week right here again. Peace.
To the moon.